The next item for separate discussion is Corporate Support Committee, item 8D, Report 2025-207, Corporate Services 2025 Council Remuneration Review. And it looks like we have some staff lined up to offer us some advice or just answer questions.
Through you, Warden, we would be happy to walk you through our presentation today if that is Council's preference. However, I just wanted to highlight that the Corporate Support Committee requested additional information regarding conference spending, and a handout was provided to each member of Council this morning. This information will be included in the meeting minutes and can be displayed on screen if directed. Please let us know if you would like us to proceed with the presentation or jump into taking questions. Thank you.
Members of Council, do you want to see the presentation? Please.
Good morning, and through you, Warden. The County's Council Remuneration Bylaw specifically outlines that the clerk shall review Council remuneration and expenses every 4 years in the third year of the Council term. Historically, if Council made any changes to Council remuneration, changes aligned with the start of a new Council term. Thus, based on past practices, any changes to Council remuneration will be implemented for the 2026 to 2030 term of Council, unless directed otherwise by Council. And I'll just pass it over to Kirsty.
Thank you, Madison. Good morning, through you, Chair. The last Council remuneration review was completed during the 2018 to 2022 term of Council and utilized data from the County's non-union compensation comparator group. For this review, staff used the 12 Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus member municipalities as selected comparators, as these municipalities are more similar to Northumberland in terms of upper tier municipal structure, council governance structure, and scope of services. Using the EOWC as a comparator group for council remuneration purposes is also in line with past practice for most other council-related comparator items. A survey questionnaire was sent to all EOWC municipalities to capture comparator information. Data was ultimately collected and analyzed from 10 of the 12 member municipalities. The two municipalities no responses were received from were the City of Kawartha Lakes and the County of Prince Edward. Since both of these municipalities are single tier, they likely would have been eliminated from the data set in keeping with the strategy of using comparators considered to be similar in scope and responsibilities. Due to variations among all of the EOWC municipalities, there are limitations in drawing apples to apples comparisons with any of the items analyzed. However, the data presented in this report provides an indication of practices across the EOWC municipalities for Council's consideration. The current council remuneration bylaw outlines that the warden, deputy warden, and councillors shall receive a base annual salary. It is important to note that this report does not consider the remuneration that is paid to council members from their respective member municipalities. The slide on the screen is a comparison of base remuneration for these positions across the comparator groups. In previous council remuneration reviews, the 60th percentile of the comparator group has been the target pay policy, and we have included the 55th percentile and 65th percentile for comparison purposes. When comparing Northumberland to the 60th percentile of the EOWC comparator group, the following observations were noted. The warden position has a 4.03% differential from the 60th percentile. In other words, Northumberland's warden is paid slightly below the wardens in the comparator group. Bringing the warden position up to the 60th percentile would result in a total cost adjustment of $2,340 annually. The deputy warden position is 11.03% above the 60th percentile, and it is important to note that only 5 of the 10 EOWC municipalities analyzed have a deputy warden position, with Northumberland's having the highest base remuneration. The position of councillor at Northumberland is exactly at the 60th percentile. Given the results of the analysis, in order to align with the 60th percentile, it is recommended that the warden's base annual salary be adjusted for the 2026 to 2030 term. and no recommendations are made for the position of deputy warden or counselor. Other options council may wish to consider include increasing members' base salary above the 60th percentile or keeping base salary status quo and declining an increase in members' base salaries. In addition to reviewing council remuneration every 4 years, the current council remuneration bylaw also provides for members' base salaries to be adjusted annually based on the Provincial Consumer Price Index at December 1st each year. This is consistent with most of the comparators. For those comparators that don't align with the provincial CPP, they typically align with their increases to their non-union groups. And for reference, Northumberland County currently determines an annual increase for our non-union salary group based on an average of increase in the non-union comparator group, increases negotiated through collective bargaining with the county's unionized groups, and the provincial CPI as of January 1st each year. Staff recommend no change to the current annual salary administration adjustments. The actual future financial impact is unknown. However, over the last 5 years, the average increase has been 3.4%. Other options that council may wish to consider include increasing or decreasing members' annual salaries by a lesser or greater amount than CPI, aligning annual staff increases with the non-union staff increase, or eliminating an automatic annual staff increase. With that, I'll pass it back to Madison to walk through some various other items.
Thank you, Kirstie. In terms of per diem payment comparisons, the council remuneration bylaw outlines that council members shall receive remuneration on a per meeting basis of $100 for attending standing committee meetings, as well as ad hoc and advisory group meetings. Council members are not paid a per diem amount for attending council meetings, as remuneration for council meetings is included as part of the member's annual salary. When comparing per diem payments across comparators, there's a wide variation of practices and an apple-to-apple comparison is not possible. There are two different models for per diem payments, being per meeting payments and then half slash whole day payments. In terms of per meeting per diem payments, this is the type of per diem that Northumberland County currently operates with. Two comparator municipalities also provide per diem payments using the same model. However, these two municipalities do not have a standing committee structure and are only providing per diem payments for ad hoc and advisory committee meetings. Due to this important distinction, there was no appropriate comparators for this per diem model. Moving on to half day slash whole day payments, other EOWC member municipalities provide per diem payments using this model. This means that the per diem rate is based on the number of hours. So for example, 4 hours and under is considered a half day, and anything beyond 4 hours is considered a full day. Under this model, if a member attends back-to-back meetings, they are not paid two separate per diem rates, but rather a per diem rate that is reflective of the time they spent at the municipality for attendance at those meetings. Council may wish to consider moving to this model for Northumberland County, as it could work well with the county's standing committee structure, given that some members attend multiple meetings in one day. If council would like to move to this per diem model, the 60th percentile of comparators would require increasing the county's per diem rate to be $123.30 for half day per diem rates, and then $252.31 for the whole day per diem rate. These rates are higher than the county's current per diem of $100 per meeting. However, given that some members attend multiple meetings in one day, this could actually result in some savings. Due to the variation across comparators, staff are not making a recommendation for adjustments to per diem payments for the next term of council. However, options that council may wish to consider include per diem payments remaining unchanged, increasing slash decreasing the per diem payment amount, or moving to a whole day slash half day, whole day per diem model. It should be noted that any changes to the per diem model slash rate would also be provided to council alternate members. Moving on to mileage, the council remuneration bylaw outlines that members receive mileage payments for attendance at standing committee and county council meetings as well as other meetings attended on council business. The mileage rate is updated yearly based on Canada Revenue Agency guidelines. It should be noted that 9 of the 10 comparators had the same mileage rate as Northumberland County, and staff are not recommending any changes to the mileage rate calculation for the next term of council. Moving on, it is important to highlight that when calculating mileage for standing committee and county council meetings, staff have historically used the address of the municipal office to the member municipality, from the member municipality to Northumberland County headquarters for the mileage calculation. Staff do recommend clarifying this in the council remuneration bylaw. However, staff recognize that there are potential situations where there could be a large discrepancy in terms of the distance between the member's home address and municipal office location. Thus, staff recommend that in circumstances where the member's home address and member municipal office location are greater than 10 kilometers in distance, that the member be permitted to use their home address for mileage calculations, and they must advise staff of this at the start of a new council term. Other options that council may wish to consider for mileage include increasing or decreasing mileage rate based on a lesser or greater amount than the CRA guidelines, eliminate a yearly mileage increase, or calculating mileage for standing committee and county council meetings using another location other than the member's municipal office address. And once again, it should be noted that any changes to mileage would also be applicable to council alternates. Moving on to conference reimbursement comparison. The council remuneration bylaw outlines that council is authorized to attend any conference of an association for which the county pays a membership fee for. Reimbursement for registration fees, transportation, accommodations, and meals shall not exceed $4,000 per calendar year. It is important to note that Northumberland County members do not receive a per diem payment for attending conferences, as that remuneration is considered as part of their annual base salary. When comparing conference expense reimbursement across comparators, there's also a wide variety of practices. When looking at comparators, 3 municipalities provide per diem payments. However, payments are included in the maximum conference expense reimbursement limit. Whereas 5 comparators pay members per diem payments for attendance at conferences above and beyond the conference reimbursement limit. And finally, 2 municipalities do not pay any per diem rate for attendance at conferences. In terms of the staff recommendation, staff are not recommending any changes to the $4,000 maximum conference expense reimbursement amount for the deputy warden and council. Positions for the next term of council. However, staff are recommending that members be eligible to receive a per diem payment for attending conferences, and that the per diem payment be included in the $4,000 maximum conference reimbursement amount. However, staff do recommend removing the maximum expense limit for the warden's conference expenses, recognizing the increased need for the warden to attend numerous conferences throughout the year for delegation meetings with provincial ministers on behalf of the EOWC and county-related business. Staff also recommend that the warden be eligible to receive a per diem payment for attending conferences. And finally, if council members would like to attend a conference that the county does not pay a membership fee for, staff recommend that council approval be required. However, other options for conferences that council may wish to consider include increasing or decreasing the maximum reimbursement amount for conferences, no per diem payment for attending at conferences, which would be the status quo, and then the per diem payment for attendance at conferences not being included in the maximum conference reimbursement limit. And I'll pass it back to Kirsty.
Thank you, Madison. Moving on to benefits and OMERS comparison, the current council remuneration bylaw does not provide for any employer-paid benefits or contributions to a pension plan for council members. 6 of the 10 comparators do provide health and or in life insurance benefits, and only 3 of the 10 comparators provide OMERS. This slide just summarizes that last chart. Should council direct staff to include additional benefits in a revised council remuneration bylaw, the estimated costs would be monthly premiums for life insurance based on the current council demographics at approximately $65 plus tax, or about $780 annually. This costing is based on current salaries and the age of our council members. The benefit provides for members' beneficiaries to receive 2 times the members' annual earnings. There is a reduction for life insurance at to 50% at the age of 70 and the termination of the benefit the earlier of age 80 or the end of the term of council. A premium for health benefits are estimated per member at $181 per month for single coverage and $493 a month for family coverage. It is important to note that the cost estimates are based on a rate provided at the time the report was authored, and they are only guaranteed for 60 days following the quote. In order for members of council to join OMERS, a separate bylaw would need to be passed authorizing participation. The decision to join is a one-time decision, so if future councils look to cease participation, they would need to provide evidence that 100% of the members voted in favor of ceasing participation and amend the original participation bylaw. Should council wish to enroll in OMERS, the current contributory rate is 9%. This would be deducted from members' pay and matched by the county. Using 2025 council members' contributory earnings as an estimate, the cost to the county would be close to $21,000 annually. Staff are not making a recommendation for benefits and OMERS for the 2026 to 2030 term of council. However, options that council may wish to consider include remaining status quo, start providing benefits to council members, and or directing staff to prepare a bylaw authorizing participation in the OMERS pension plan.
And just in terms of next steps, staff are looking for direction from council regarding the items covered in today's presentation, including base remuneration, annual increases, per diem payments, mileage, conferences, and other items, including benefits and pension. Based on council direction, if any changes are required to the council remuneration bylaw, that would be brought forward to a future committee/council meeting for consideration. Any changes to council remuneration will be implemented for the 2026 to 2030 term of council unless otherwise directed. And that concludes our presentation, and we would be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.